This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 31. Amen. So be it. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 3. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. As we come to the end of our month-long focus on the Apostles' Creed, it's appropriate to wrap up with the closing word, Amen. There's nothing magical about the Creed as a statement of the Christian faith. It's not an incantation or a mantra to be said again and again for protection or for gaining some benefit. Based on the Bible's teaching shared with us by Christ's apostles, the Creed's clear yet eloquent statements help us remember the truths that Christians have learned and said together for nearly 2,000 years. So in that respect, it's worthwhile to say the Creed again and again. Further, the Apostles' Creed does not directly teach us in how to live out our faith every day. But this short summary provides an unshakable foundation for building vibrant churches and shaping godly lives that center on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These truths help to shape and guide our thoughts and actions so that we faithfully proclaim who God is and who we are as His people serving Him in the world. As Paul closes his prayer of praise in Ephesians with Amen, the little Hebrew word meaning so be it, so the Apostles' Creed ends on the same note. At the conclusion of this confession about God, we appropriately say together, Amen. So be it.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.